The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
I am your host. I am here. I am very glad that you're here, too. You're listening to Waking Up in America, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Issues That Matter. And, boy, have we got issues for you today. We've got issues on immigration and benefits. We've got issues on mortgages. We have information on all kinds of good stuff that happens to do with the Republic. Our financial person, Debbie Ringchop, will be giving you some interesting updates on things that have to do with finances in a way that you might be not used to looking at them. And our dear Dr. Rutledge will be talking about his film, $3 Billion and Counting. We want to get this into the Academy Awards, so anything you can do to help, we would appreciate. We're in our 23rd year of radio, and we want to thank you for today's program. Who we have to thank for today's program is not just the crew that's here, but actually the sponsors that make that available. And CW, you being emergencymanagementsolutions.org, thank you ever so much. You want to talk about briefly about what your company is about and also about Sir Jason Winters and LA Lifestyle?
Yeah, Emergency Management Solutions is a disaster preparedness supplies consulting since 1990. Making the difference between lives saved and lives ruined from catastrophic events. LALifestyle.com, supplements of the stars. Angelenos have a supreme lifestyle that they need to have great supplements to keep them in that group. So LALifestyle.com has created that group that Angelenos love to hear and now spreading across the nation for you. That's LALifestyle.com. And if you got digestive problems, try their Quantizyme product. And if you're juicing, take a look at their juice boosters at LALifestyle.com. Jason Winters Tea at SirJasonWinters.com believes that a strong immune system is the cornerstone to a healthy body. This combination of herbs create a soothing tea that is proven to support a strong immune system. That's Jason Winters Tea at SirJasonWinters.com. Did you know, Dr. Val, that one in every 418 homes has received foreclosure notice since the start of the Great Recession? Did you know that?
I actually thought it was worse.
Well, I thought it was too, but you know, in August of this year marked the 17th straight month of foreclosures exceeding 300,000 a month. And our answer from our administration that's leading this great quest to slow this down is to simply recontract by refinancing. Now, we've already talked about recontracting. You've got to be careful of that. Now, the latest, as of today, is to go and have home loan modifications. That's really the same thing. He wants everybody to recontract. Why does he want everybody to recontract? A couple of reasons. One, it takes them out of the foreclosure loop altogether. They will no longer have the protection of the current laws in place because the new contracts take them away from that. Luckily, we have some remedies available. About a week and a half ago, there was a convention at the Los Angeles Convention Center of the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. It's called NACA. And that homeowners were able to come together with bankers to help adjust their payments. But you know what? That's not even enough. And today, we're going to explore some of those remedies.
Yeah, we totally are, and I really want you to know that if you want to ask a question while we're on the air, send me an email at val@wakinguminamerica.com. I'm Dr. Val Kirkgaard, and in 1984, I carried the Olympic torch, and as you can tell, I have not put this torch down, and I'm asking you to pick up your torch, hold it high in the sky. Here's a very interesting thing about torch bearing. If you hold the torch low, you feel how heavy it is. If you hold it high, you're pointing towards God and you get a lift. It's a really nice thing that happens. A lot of really great people have been on Waking Up in America. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio which will change the world. You go, Bob, because I know that's right. And I know that you can help us to help you by letting your friends and neighbors know that not only are we on the air at noon Wednesdays, California time, we're also in the archives. And you can check into those archives at any time, and you can actually access our shows. If you happen to hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing, hey, they're all listening, they're all here, and they're part of the program. A lot of great people are sponsoring our program, as you've already heard. We've got a wonderful team that comes together on a weekly basis to give you the latest and greatest information on everything. You heard CW talking about mortgages. We're actually going to talk about foreclosure a little bit more. But first, I got to get something off my chest. I was listening to an interview of people that had actually snuck over the border, okay, in Texas. And I was listening to these guys that have, now mind you, I'm a person that likes to help people. But when people sneak over the border and then make me wrong and my country wrong for not giving them all of these benefits, when our flag is being stomped on, our values are being attacked, and it doesn't work for me. I remember the days my dad came from Canada, okay? And when he came from Canada and he wanted to partake in the United States, he was asked to become a United States citizen, and he was asked to go to school, and he was asked to learn about the Constitution and about the origins of our country. And I'd really like you to know, I really think that if people want benefits, we should pass some kind of a ordinance that says if you want benefits, come and study. Just like you have to study for a driver's test, make sure that you know the rules of the road. I like people to have to study, no matter where they come from, to actually get the origins of this country, because when I listen to people talking about what this country is about, it has nothing to do with anything I've ever been taught. Now, mind you, I'm not saying that everything we were taught was correct, but I do think that it's really important to know that this country was formed on Christian values, and I'm sorry, I am really sick of Christmas being every other holiday. If people want to celebrate their other holidays at Christmas, I'm tired of just sending out happy holiday cards so I won't offend anybody, okay? It's Christmas. It happens to be my Christian holiday. I would like to have that. If you want to have a holiday, go for it. You're welcome. But I am tired of always trying to concede my values to make sure that nobody gets upset. You want to come and live in our land and in our country, I'd say learn about it, contribute to it. You want some social services, what would you like to contribute back? There's just all kinds of things that can be done here. And I've had it. I've had it. It's enough. When I look at our treasury being drained and I find out that people that are not even a part of this country are three-quarters of the people that are in prisons, there's a lot of different ingredients that go here, because I know that it's also a commercial thing for the place that our country has reached at this time to get as many people in jail as possible. But look at who's collecting most of the welfare. Look at who's doing the most jails. Look at where the crime rates are the largest. It's because people are not respecting their neighbors and where they are and their values and our heritage. And I'm saying, I'm an American, and I need to have the values that this country was founded on continued. I don't think that we would be where we are today if values had been encouraged and required. What do you think, CW?
I'm speechless, Dr. Val. Go get him, girl.
I mean it. Don't you? God bless.
It is awesome. Everybody should be on their tippy toes yelling, yeah, at that right now. That is most amazing. Thank you for that. And now we've got the foreclosure issue.
Yeah, we do, and that's another thing I got to burn my blanket about.
Let me tell you,
CW, you may not know this. They've been trying to get my house for it'll be 3 years in November. They've been after my house.
And they haven't been too successful, have they?
No, they haven't. As a matter of fact, I was in bankruptcy court like 2 weeks ago, and I started quoting stuff like, I have a forensic specialist. I'm confused because I get a letter from one bank that says I need fire insurance, and then I'm sued by two other banks. Excuse me, who thinks they own the house because it's my house? And you know what the bankruptcy judge said?
What?
You're not going to believe this. She said, hire yourself an attorney and take them to court.
Whoa.
whoa. And not only that, you know how they usually give you, well, maybe you don't, but when you're in bankruptcy or something like that, they usually tell you that to pack your bags, they'll give you 2 months to get out.
Yeah, they're
she gave
to
me
scare
4 months.
Out of the house.
She gave me 4 months to go find an attorney and go after him.
Now, you know at the end of 4 months, if this still isn't resolved, you still don't want to move out. You know why, right?
Well, I have no intention of moving out. I know at least 15 different tricks not to move out.
There you go. Don't, because possession is what? Nine-tenths of the law.
I think it's ten-tenths of the law at this point, because if you notice what's going on, a lot of the banks are actually beginning to give homes back. They're being so revealed, CW. They're being so shown up as the crummy buggers that they are, that they don't even want to pay the attorneys to fight anymore because so many of them are failing.
The bankers have entered into fraudulent foreclosures. They can't collect any more taxes from us, so they're entering into fraudulent foreclosures, and we fell into that trap. And people are waking up across America and saying, enough is enough. Something is wrong here. I mean, we have people being foreclosed on in Florida that own houses outright. They pay cash on the houses, and they're trying to be foreclosed on. What is up with that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. They actually foreclosed on a house in Florida in which the guy had all his taxes paid, and he didn't know anybody anything, and still they were putting in foreclosure. And that, he actually beat that. I'm actually surprised they let him have his own house based on how corrupt it was.
Do you know what that was over?
What was that over?
It was over a fraudulent $75 late fee. The guy was never late. He was contesting the $75 fraudulent late fee, and they tried to foreclose on him. This stuff has got to stop.
I think it is stopping, actually, and I think that the judge knows that it's stopping. I think that's why she gave me 4 months, and I think that's why she got it off her hands, because this is my second time in the bankruptcy court on this particular issue. Last time, she basically told me I had 2 months and I should pack my bags. Same judge, by the way. Now gives me 4 months, and I really think the part when I told her I had a forensic examiner was very helpful too. One of the things that we have found out that if how much does the contract have to be off? I think it's $35, CW.
I believe so. Yeah.
If your mortgage contract is off by $35 or more, you can actually invalidate the contract. And when I told the forensic examiner that my mortgage was with IndyMac Bank, he started laughing and he said, "You're home, honey."
Do you remember when the judges would just go in, that people would go in, the judges would like have a trial for like 90 seconds and say it's
yes.
Over with, you're out of your house?
Yes.
You notice that's changing.
I do, that's what I'm saying. The first time, which was like April, CW,
uh-huh.
I sat in the courtroom, I had a 9:30 court date, and within 15 minutes I had seen 10 people be sent home to pack their bags. It was just like chunk.
That happened, and here's why the judges are starting to relax a little bit. They're starting to get appealed. They don't want to be appealed because when they lose an appeal, it affects their retirement funds.
How does
Not
that
only
work?
Their retirement funds, but the retirement fund of every judge in that court.
No, wait. How does that work?
That.
If they get appealed, I mean, how can that take away their retirement?
I didn't say it take. It affects it. Because on appeal, it makes them look bad, and their credit rating starts.
Oh, got it.
Okay. And this is going to stop. This is why you're seeing more and more relaxed judges, because they don't want to be appealed. They don't want to have any. They don't want to be looking bad in front of their peers or the public. So they're starting to wake up, too. In fact, you have judges that are doing a 180 and going after the banks. Just like your judge said, hey, get an attorney and do what? Take them to court.
Yeah, district court. So district court is actually federal.
Who said that to you? But now they're getting smart. And you know,
Dr. Rutledge here.
Yeah,
there was there's actually a video on YouTube by Congressman Alan Grayson in Florida exposing all of this and showing all kinds of fraudulent signatures and everything. If you'll put in fraudulent factories, Republican Alan Grayson into YouTube, you'll see it, and it's quite revealing.
Wow.
He states in that video everything that's going on fire. I mean, he really takes the lid off of everything down there, exposing everything. And for the bankers aren't happy with him right now, but he's a hero to the people of Florida. God bless him. I hope he keeps up the good work.
Well, I have to tell you, I just got an email from Andy. Andy says, thanks for the great talk about Christmas and other values. Do you love it?
I love it. Christmas is my favorite time of the year. I love to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Yeah, well, I have another time that I love. I have four holidays. Easter, 4th of July, Halloween, because I love to give out candies and go boogie boogie, and Christmas. Those are my hot times of the year. And I totally enjoy all of this stuff. And the idea that all of these holidays turn into different things because I'm supposed to pay attention to the concerns of all of the other people. Hey, I'll do that in their country, okay? Or in their city or over in their home. I don't care. I'm fine with it all. But leave my home alone. That's what I have to say.
You know, Val, when I'm out and about shopping and things like that, I say Merry Christmas to people. And they look at me and they pause for a second and they have this tremendous relief saying, oh, thank goodness you said that.
It's the absolute truth, and you can tell Christmas is coming. By the way, Christmas is on its way, and I want to just tell you really quickly about my nephew, Tim Stromer. When I went back to take a Tim Turner workshop, I hooked up with my nephew. We don't get to see each other too often. And his whole life thing is about kids against hunger. And I recommend that you give Tim an email at info@kidsagainsthunger.org. You're going to love this guy. My nephew, I am so incredibly proud of him. My sister actually really brought up her children in a very respectful manner, and Tim has dedicated his life to helping kids around the world that they just don't have enough to eat, feeding families. So check out Kids Against Hunger, and you can send it to Tim at kidsagainsthunger.org and see what you can do. You'd be amazed at what Tim and his organization does with a dollar. It's very special stuff. So that's for you, Tim. I'm incredibly proud of you. You keep going, guy. They're in Mankato, Minnesota. So there you go. Now, Mr. Cousins, Debbie, do you have anything you want to say to our little conversations that we have going here? Or Kelby, you know?
I'm sorry, say that again, Dr. Val.
Do you want to join in? Do you have any comments on or contributions?
Gosh, you got to give me enough time, Dr. Val, to finish chewing my meat.
Oh, dang. What was it good?
Yeah, we every day to start the show, we throw Kelby a raw steak, and he has to eat it first before he can eat.
Ken, I might be a big guy, but I'm not a
competing time right now.
Yeah, I get it. I'm sorry we interrupted your lunch, okay?
It's like the lions at the reserve, at Tippy's Reserve. You just throw him a chunk of meat, and that's what we did right now with Kelby. So we got to leave him alone just for a moment.
Or you'll come out missing a finger if you rattle his cage.
Hey, I do have a question for CW. CW, do you think if you signed your loan docs, you know, being a guy that's been in the loan business for 12 years, even though I haven't funded one in 12 months because I've been solid with the Republic, do you think if we signed the loan documents with, you sign with the word buy, colon, and then underneath your signature you put your ARR UCC 1-308, you think that'll help?
Well, what you're doing is you're reserving your rights by doing it. And I don't see any problems with it, but I think what I've heard, some people have attempted to do that already, and they haven't gotten away with it. The mortgage companies fire that back because they know.
Well, that's where you have to have it on your driver's license so you can prove to them that it is your signature, which I have personally already been able to accomplish.
Now you're going somewhere. That's what you got to do. You have to back it up what you're doing.
Now, explain that more simply for our listeners, because what you're talking about is pretty sophisticated right here.
Well, it really isn't. What's sophisticated is the art of the DMV, going down to the DMV and getting it done. When I got my driver's license renewed, you have to fill out a new contract. They constantly recontract with you. I flipped over the DMV application and I read a series of statements on the back, and they were all, I agree, I agree, I agree. And it was basically asking me for permission to give new tickets, fines, criminal offense in case I get pulled over for drunk driving. But the very last statement, it said, I agree I'm in the United States under federal jurisdiction. And basically what that means is, I agree I'm in the District of Columbia under the federal corporation. And you're adjudicating your rights to the U.S. corporation and saying, even though I'm on the land in the Republic, I'm okay with the law within the District of Columbia. So I crossed that stuff out on my application, and I worked with another gentleman to keep these guys laughing and looking elsewhere while I signed the digital camera, ARRUCC1-308, and while I signed the various different, I think there was four different places where they had me sign, all of which I added the ARR-UCC1-308, which reserves the rights.
What is ARR?
All rights reserved.
Oh, okay. So you actually charmed and laughed your way through it. Do you think we're all capable of that?
Well, I know people have had issues with trying to do that, and I know that you just have to stand there and challenge them and tell them, well, since you're giving me legal advice on how to sign my signature, I'd suggest that you have your attorneys come forth. And you'll spend about 2 hours, and ultimately you'll end up being allowed to take it. Many people have been able to successfully do it, but you got to fight for it.
Well, that's good to know. Maybe as the numbers grow, the fight will become less, less needed.
Dr. Val, this is one of the areas where the people are really getting intelligent on, and this is one of just a tiny piece of information that will help. And when you're going to recontracting, because you're reserving your rights at that point, and if you can get that done, you're in a much better position when you are recontracting.
You know, you just mentioned something really interesting. What our listeners are about to hear for the first time is that we're actually starting this weekend, 6 a.m. California time, the Republic Cafe on KTBL in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And what we're up to is we're actually up to teaching you these different things, and you'll be able to tune in there, and it's all going to be about different things of uniform commercial code and places that you can go to learn it, because as our numbers increase, oh my God, they're going to be stepping back from us. So join us at 6 a.m. California time at KTBL. You'll be able to hook into us from the website there in Albuquerque. And guess who's co-hosting with me? You want to make a sound right now, co-host?
Hello.
Bring your Sir Jason Winter's tea. And we haven't gotten a coffee sponsor yet. You'll have to recommend one for us. And we'll have coffee and tea together on Saturday mornings, and we'll have fun, and we'll show you all the tricks of the trade. And anybody we can talk into getting up that early, like Mr. Cousins, maybe if you all send him emails, he'll get up that early. So far, he hasn't been impressed with the time slot.
Oh, come on, Ken.
Oh, well, throw me a maybe.
Maybe, he says. See how careful he is. You can tell that.
I'm going to sidestep that and come back to the subject we were just touching on, because I think there's a few, for many listeners who are not familiar with some of the things we're referring to, I want to give some legal historical context so it's clearer for you to understand. In very simple summary fashion, consider the fact that we grew up thinking we were in one kind of a country. But in fact, starting in the 1870s, things were turned upside down and inside out. A corporation was formed. That corporation was chartered and domiciled as the District of Columbia and integrated with what became a federal corporation known as the United States. That corporation was put into bankruptcy in 1933. And since that time, we have operated in admiralty rules related to bankruptcy. The United States is a debtor in possession, and everything has been moved underneath that as a surety or a collateral guarantee pledge for the maintenance of the bankruptcy. Now, what does that mean in practical terms? Well, the rules that control everything in the public venue And what we have in the bankruptcy is something called public policy. So all the rules that we think are laws are nothing more than public policy operating within that bankruptcy. And the key was in 1966, after the gold and silver was taken out of the system, because that is lawful money based on the original Constitution. Gold was taken out in 1933. Silver was taken out in 1965. That enabled Congress to pass an act in 1966 called the Federal Lien Registration Act. In that act, there's a line that says, henceforward, all matters pertaining to taxation and monetary function are under the purview of the Uniform Commercial Code. That means effectively every time you touch anything that is money or tax related, and face it, everything is money and tax related in the system. So everything is under the Uniform Commercial Code, the rules of how that controls. That means everything is in commerce. And so when we refer to ARR 1-308, that's a clause or a section in the Uniform Commercial Code that allows us to reserve all of our rights. Because if we want rights to deal with all of these things, including the bankruptcy, the stealing of property, and everything else that's been talked about here, you must reserve your rights because if you don't, you are presumed to have acquiesced, as Kelby was saying, by signing many, many, many contracts that attach you to the rules of the federal jurisdiction, which is supposed to only be the District of Columbia. But if you, in your capacity to contract, agree, then all those rules apply. And that's why that is so singularly important to understand.
Oh, thank you very much for that. We are going to take this moment to acknowledge the good guys who make Waking Up in America possible. Stardust, oh my gosh, 100,000 good names on their mailing list, people that actually buy stuff. 100,000, and the costs are very low when you buy in quantity. Call them at 828-665-0411. Once again, 828-665-0411, and tell them that you heard about it on Waking Up in America, and he'll give you a deal. Roberta's Bungalows in beautiful San Pancho, Mexico. Actually, it's a butterfly preserve down there. I love that place. It's like America or someplace in the world used to be 40 or 50 years ago, with good values and friendly people and really fair prices. You call Steve and Diana at 971-239-4120, and they'll give you a deal. Tell them you heard about it on Waking Up in America. Once again, that's 971-239-4120. If you want to escape emotional stress that's been clinging to you from the past, oh my goodness, am I the right person to call. I invented a process in 1984 that's actually put me into the who's who, and I have clients actually globally. We do it by telephone. Check out Dr. Val, Valerie, D-O-C-T-O-R, all spelled out, drvalerie.com. And give me a call at 310-455-8623, and I'll actually give you a sample of the process. Prepare to be impressed. Things that you thought you had to talk about for hours, you can actually disappear in minutes. We also invite you to go to our website at Waking Up in America and check out our Race for the Rainforest. Sign up for it. Every day you can save 7 square feet of rainforest, of American prairies, of oceans. It adds up over time, no kidding. And then they have sponsors that match. Visit our library, video library, and sign up for our newsletter, and you can write and get the password. Now, CW, you got one of those emergency kits to give away, and I think you want to say something more about LA Lifestyles and Sir Jason Winter's tea. By the way, thank you. Oh, my God, I love that tea.
You finally got it.
Yeah, thank
Isn't
you.
That good
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And you know what? I saw that you even had a box of America Can Be Free Jason Winter's tea. And I thought, aren't you cute? We never mentioned that.
Now I need to clarify something. That tea, the America Can Be Free, is actually an alkalizing tea. And that alkalizing tea is actually LALifestyle.com.
Well, you know, I understand that that tea is really good for strengthening my immune system, and there's a lot of things that have scared me in my family.
Uh-huh.
You know, like my aunt died of cancer. There's a few other things that have happened. My mom had a little mini strokes because her veins were breaking down and stuff. And I've always thought that if their immune systems were stronger, that maybe they'd still be here. And I just have a really good feeling. I like this tea. I think it's very nice stuff. And I know that some people that have been very sick with various things, they've actually noticed a huge difference in it. And I think LA Lifestyle has got some very fine products on it, and I thought you just might want to mention that and then talk about are you giving away any more of those cancer books?
We still have some books. We keep getting more every week. So we have the Jason Winter story that talks about how he built his immune system using the combination of herbs that's in the tea. And he's got these herbs from all over the United States.
Well,
Europe,
when they buy a tea,
Asia.
Can they get one? If they buy some tea, can they get one of those for included with their tea?
I don't know if I have that many, but I certainly, if you just write in, we'll get a book. We'll give you a book.
Cool, and make sure you include your address, okay?
Oh, please do, because we did get some folks that called in and requested the book, and we had to call them back and get their address, and they were very pleased to hear from us. They were glad that you are having Sir Jason Winter sponsoring, and they were just very appreciative of you, Dr. Vow, as well.
Well, yeah, thank you.
And the Sir Jason Winter's herbal tea is a combination of herbs that are linked to building the immune system and purifying the blood. And what he found out with the illness he had, he was like brewing one herbal tea, then another one, then another one, and another one, and he was drinking it that way. And finally, one day out of desperation, because he was just so weak, he was alone, he just kind of threw it all together and created that tea, and this is what he has today, because he said he immediately felt a difference when he put that combination together and started drinking it. And he actually had a study done by a doctor in England who said because of what he did, the herbs had a more synergistic effect to that. And so they complement each other.
Sounds absolutely terrific.
Yeah. And, of course, the LALifestyle.com, their supplements, as I mentioned earlier, the Angelinos lead a supreme lifestyle, and they look for a supreme supplement to help them and keep them in that groove. And that's what LALifestyle.com does, and it's available now nationwide through LALifestyle.com website. And, of course, Emerging Management Solutions, we're giving away that kit. Do we this month have we got the hat building up with a lot of names?
Actually, I have not even received a request saying I want that emergency kit. I'm totally amazed with you guys.
Well, in October, we're starting all over again.
Yeah.
So
we start over every month.
Get your request in, everybody.
What'd you say?
I said, get your request in, everybody, that you want to win.
Hey, what is actually, in a sentence, what does your company actually do besides give away emergency kits?
Primarily a consulting and a group for large corporations that help them prepare themselves for catastrophic events, sort of like business continuity.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And I want you to remember that, because I know there are those of you out there who have companies and are concerned about the future, and Emergency Management Solutions is really skilled at giving you that. Next online, we've got somebody that I'm incredibly proud of. I mean, Dr. Rutledge, I almost cry when I introduce you, because I'm still so moved by your movie, 3 Billion and Counting. I've loved all of the information that you've given over time and your fine products for sleep, which, yes, I told you, I've had some grand dreams with that, and your different things on sleep, things that you put out for people, and the different conversations about diabetes and such, but you actually socked me in the stomach, and I know that you've done it intentionally, and a lot of people need to be socked in the stomach on the subject of DDT. So I was wondering if you could let our listeners know about your movie and what's been happening with it, and any help that people can give you to make sure that it gets into the Academy Awards.
Well, thank you for that. I would like to ask you what you found most impactful about it. You saw it. You were at the screening.
Watching a child die unnecessarily because of greed and corruption and misinformation and just pure criminality, and being horrified that this has been going on since the 70s, and trying to figure out how many kids actually were dying during this program. Waking Up in America, as we do Waking Up in America, Dr. Rutledge, we figured out 300 children are dying unnecessarily. And it's not just the death of the children, per se, which is certainly a horrible thing, but it's the families that have to have, that are kept poor by this. I mean, it's not just a loss level of a child, and I don't mean just, okay, because that's the most horrible thing I can imagine, losing my kid. It's watching the whole family be destroyed over something that is just nasty, greedy, and criminal. How's that?
Right. And that's what I want to point out more than anything in doing this. You know, I'm a preventive medicine doctor, and so if I can help people have a wonderful life by preventing disease, that's what I do. This film is not necessarily so much about the fact that children are dying. Children die all over the world for all kinds of things, but it's why they are dying. And, you know, one of the guys in the film early on says, Western people should be incredibly ashamed of what their governments have done in their name. Well, most of the American people were hoodwinked. They didn't know that all the facts, all the science, all the data said that DDT should not have been banned. Every piece of data, I dug up the 9,000 pages. So this film is about the truth, which is so much in par with the Restore America plan and all the people that support it, is they want the truth. And when you know the truth, you're empowered. And you won't tolerate non-truth or emotionalism or ideology. That's what happened back in that time, is they took partial facts and pseudoscience along with emotionalism and wrapped it up together in an ideology and got the American public swept up. And that's what they did, and they banned DDT, knowing full well what the consequences were around the world. Well, now, you know, nations have karma like people have karma. Hello, bed bugs. I mean, they just shut down Niketown in New York. They shut down Victoria's Secret. How about bed bugs in your panties?
Victoria's Secret got shut down?
Yes.
You know what they were talking about, Dr. Rutledge? They were talking about wherever you get your clothes and knew that you should throw them in a microwave for 20 minutes and zap them to kill
right.
any bed bugs, because it said it doesn't matter what the level of purchase is, that that the bed bugs could be there.
You know, they have a tolerance of about 118 degrees. When you get above that, they die. But the point is, you know, I've been talking with many around the country about the whole bed bug issue in DDT. There has not been one study on bed bugs and DDT in 30 years. And so they keep saying, oh, well, they've developed cross-resistance. Well, they don't know that. Let's have a trial. Let's find out. Let's see if bed bugs are resistant to the toxicity. And more importantly than that, if they are resistant to the repellency effect of DDT. The biggest thing that I have come across over and over that people that see this film is they just cannot get it out of their mind. And that's because, you know, a fraud was perpetrated on the world. It's the greatest genocide in history that was perpetrated on the rest of the world, and the United States is responsible.
Yeah, they were the leaders for sure. You know, another thing that horrified me, Dr. Rutledge, was that countries were being denied aid if they used DDT.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Europe says if we detect any amount of part per billion or whatever of DDT on your fruits and vegetables, we will not accept any imports from you whatsoever. So that's blackmail.
Uh-huh.
I also recovered an email from one of the people in Bayer Crop Sciences saying that we don't want to see DDT come back because we produce a more expensive alternative. And we support the European Union's stance on blackmail, if you will, with their fruits and vegetables. So, you know, these people have enough trouble as it is without Western countries, you know, putting a big thumb on them. And so I can't stand for that. I know people in Restore America will not tolerate it, will not stand for it. It's the old de facto corporation that did this. They will never admit it, but they are going to have to face what they have done, and this film is going to make them face it. Now, right now, it is qualified for the Academy. The Academy right now is voting on all these things. They have the power in their hands to help save more lives and rectify this wrong than any other film that they've ever dealt with. So I hope they can see the merit of it. We shall see.
Oh, thank you very much. You wanted to mention something about a freebie that you have?
I do. I'd just like to extend to any of the Restore America listeners that if they wish to contact me at Ask Dr. Rutledge, that's my direct email, askdrrutledge@aol.com. I'm happy to do any type of consult on any type of medical entity that they have.
Thank you very much. Ms. Ringtop, do you have anything that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I have a couple of items that are kind of hot in the market. People watching gold and silver, I think that they'll find out that the run is not over. We're seeing some high numbers, but word is we may even see as high as triple digit on silver before the year is out.
That means over $100, right?
That means over $100, yep. We're really expecting some big runs to happen, both with silver and gold. People are not that confident in currencies anywhere in the world. There's a lot of currency conflict going on and who's doing what and who's related to what, and they're trying to push things in the Dow. And let's just say that there's some manipulation maybe that's trying to make the Dow look really good for right now. And I'd be just a little bit cautious about how long I would want to stay in a market like that. I have a feeling we're going to see another crash before too long. So my recommendation is get into precious metals. It's something that's not going to go away. No matter what, it's still always going to have some value, so that's the way to go. And then my other area that I was thinking about was that elections are coming up November, and the real party line that I'm hearing more and more of is that people are starting to get pissed off enough that they are going to vote away the people that are in Congress and Senate right now. They're really trying to get back to people that are going to represent themselves and those that are looking towards the Constitution. So I just highly recommend if you're in the position of actually voting, think Constitution. I mean, that's what we're about, is trying to get back to the Constitution, and that's why the Restore America, why we are a restored America under the Constitution. It's critical that we think constitutionally. We can't just go down this path of, oh, everything that's been going on. Anyway, as you've been hearing me on that rant.
I get it.
I just want to say, I mean, Tea Party or whatever, I don't care. It's just, don't think that it's Democrats and Republicans are this
the only solution.
That they don't exist. I mean, they're not our reality anymore. They're just something that's been pushed and shoved and brainwashed into time, and it doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, go to your state and find out who your grand juries are aligning with, because they're usually a pretty sharp group of people. In our state, we've got Shalene Nightingale running for governor. We've actually already selected her as governor for our grand jury, and she's also running in the de facto office. So wouldn't that be a tremendous coup? And we're doing everything we can, because Meg Whitman is doing everything she can to make sure that nobody hears Shalene's name. And Shalene Nightingale, American Independent Party in California. So we love you, Shalene, and we want you to double gov. So with that, I want to go to Mr. Kelby Smith, who actually has some hot information on the Republic. Sir, take it away.
Thank you, Dr.
Did you get that steak out of your mouth okay? Is that okay?
Did you... It was very good.
Okay,
it was very good. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm hungry, okay?
Now instead of media boy, I might be steak boy.
Yeah, I know. You've really kind of changed your labeling, haven't you?
The Republic is doing outstanding. We have made, we have a legal team, lawful team, law team, whatever you want to call them, who's put together an incredible, of which Ken has been very instrumental in writing important documents within that as well. Ken Cousins on this show with us. And they've put together a series of documents that basically are a statement of your independence. One of them is a declaration of your sovereign rights, basically, and another one is the Declaration of Independence. And by signing those and including them under our wing, our guide, our trust, you're basically making a public statement as to who you are. The more people that do that, the more people that come under that umbrella, the more power as a people we have. We have already re-inhabited the republics. We've already given notice to the UN, to the Hague, to the UPU, Universal Postal Union, which holds the treaties. And we've, in the last couple of weeks, we convened our first ever Congress. We did it in a very special way. We documented it thoroughly with voice recordings of their oaths, voice recordings of their votes, and we voted in our interim government, a executive, legislative, and judicial branch of government. We also voted in initially our president, of whom we'll pick his cabinet. And we're now taking the steps of we voted in our initial five justices, Supreme Court justices. They are going to put forth a nationwide work with getting a justice. I think we already have one, a justice in every republic, in which we're going to be then calling up the true grand juries in the fashion that it's supposed to be. So the point is this is real. This
yeah.
is real.
And it's only
happening.
8 months, too. I mean, that is, don't you think that's, like, phenomenal?
It's, you know, I'm so privileged. I am so privileged. I wake up every morning, I'm so privileged to be a part of this. But the viewers, we need your support. Please go to republicoftheunitedstates.org. And if you've already filled out your online survey, please don't fill it out again. Just if you haven't, put it in your put that in as a link on your email. So when you're sending out emails to people, they see that link and they go and they want to sign up. We just need people that want to participate because the documents are going viral next week. It's the big week for us. We're putting everything out, and they will go viral.
And when you say viral, that doesn't mean infected. What does it mean?
It means it'll spread as quickly as an infection.
Thank you very much. I wanted to take it out of the sick category. How many people do we have involved at this time? Do you have any figures on that?
I don't have exact figures. We had 75 people sign up yesterday alone. I think this morning we've already had 30 or 40. And we haven't even released the documents yet. So people are very, very interested in. And with the foundation is there. The people are there. There's 1,000-plus people that are a part of this there's probably 2,000.
There's way more than that, Calby. 1,350.
I'm just talking about the juries. I'm not even talking about the assemblies. I'm talking about the statesmen, the delegates, the juries, the justices, the internal people working in this new de jure government. It's a couple thousand people.
Yeah, already.
How many assemblies nationwide? I have no idea, but we're getting a lot of numbers.
Yeah, and you're going to hear more numbers, so check it out here. I like kind of setting the line. I'm going to guess we've got to have, from my figures so far, I see at least 3,000 when I start figuring up all the different grand juries and the different officers and such. Because when we elected officers, Kelby, then we brought in more grand jury members, and we've got all those people on the waiting list, too. So, God,
you're probably right, Dr. Val. Again, I'm not a big numbers guy. I think the quality of people is a lot better than the quantity of people when it comes to the work efforts.
It's pure quality from what I've run into.
We have tens of thousands of people that have signed up. Let's leave it at that. And that's probably going to go way above into the millions in the next 2 to 3 months.
Well, you know that quality of life that I was ranting and raving about in the first part of the show here, I find that quality in the people that I meet. It's almost like you want to cry because there's so many people that are in alignment with you after having been deluded, deluded and diluted in so many different ways. It's like to find the vibrancy and the quality and the honor and the justice and the heart and the spirit and the, you know, it's just, it's about as good as it gets, folks. So hop on over to republicoftheunitedstates.org. You'll be glad you did. And we're,
Hey, Val, I'm going to step in here because I'm looking at the time. We only have a few minutes left. Real quickly, I wanted to say that people have been asking for months, how do we get involved? How do we come on and make this real for us? These documents are going to do it. It starts at the ground level by the individual who signs, chooses to sign of their own free will, a declaration, an individual declaration of sovereign rights. That puts you in the Republic. You then sign something called a juro covenant, which makes you a jurist, somebody who holds the grounding of law, which is what this is based on.
So everybody's going to sign that, Ken?
Anybody who wants to come in signs that. Then the next key document, the one that Kelby referred to that we've been working on, and I'm going to read a couple quick sections, and we're getting close to closing, so let me read a few things that are going to really inspire people, and I'll read up till, just interrupt me when we're ready to close. And
you got it.
But this is the County Settlement Constitution. It is what we come together at the most fundamental building block of our lawful form in Republic, which is the county. Everybody's going to be given the opportunity to come in through those individual documents and then to sign on to the County Settlement Constitution, which starts with this article, Declaration of Sovereign Rights. This is a reflection of the individual one. It says, in the beginning, Almighty God created and endowed all people with certain sovereign, unalienable rights that are held by the people, by indigenous power. The people, as the paramount sovereign authority, as so endowed by the Creator, from such authority do herefrom, therefrom establish republic, by mutually pledging our lives, fortunes, and sacred honor to one another as a state in common. To further secure the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the people come together in county settlement, and therefrom secure to themselves and their posterity all rights, powers, and just authority as guaranteed and secured by the original Constitution for the United States of America, not the corporate one, and by their respective state republic constitution. We, the people, proclaim that we are created equal to all men and women with sovereign, unalienable rights held by indigenous power. We do hereby solemnly publish and declare through this county settlement constitution that we are absolved from all political allegiances foreign to the Republic of the United States of America, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence in one people assembly for the Republic of the United States of America, in one nation assembled amongst the nations of this world. We are local to your state, California settlement, and lawfully settled on the land and the free dry soil in your county settlement, and do hereby affirm through this covenant by the pledge of our sacred oath as our bond, that we lawfully come together as of our own free moral agency in order to form a more perfect republic, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare.
Ken, I need to interrupt you here because we're almost out of time. Can you give an essence of this in a sentence or two? Because we're out of time.
It is basically proclaiming our absolute authority as the people on the land in the Republic that we are capable, through our endowed sovereign rights, to form this Republic. And it is paramount and supersedes any other claim. By coming on board, you come under the umbrella of the protection of the Republic and all of what we create as our own law.
And that means they can't get you.
Well, okay. It means remedy is forthcoming from it. It means remedy to stop the foreclosures, stop the tax seizures and attacks, everything. The people have been looking for remedy. We've been fighting it in the corrupt system, and usually we get chopped up. This will give us remedy because out of the county constitution, we will form our local grand juries and we can bring a lawfully based process to our judicial side and enforce our remedy. And that's the key.
And that is the key, and that's what's important. The thing is, I know this may sound a little wordy, but we've actually done it. We've actually created a parallel government, and that parallel government is actually attracting people into it because the standards of this government are the standards that you genetically remember from times past for what's been created from your grandfathers and your great-grandfathers and grandmothers and those memories, those genetic memories that have been passed forward to you. We're reclaiming them and reactivating them, and we want to thank you for listening to Waking Up in America today. Visit our Waking Up in America website and check us out. And for those of you who sent emails last week in asking for pictures of the Kennedy assassination and various things, please resend the emails. I had an email crash problem with my program here. Lost a lot of emails this week. This program has been brought to you by the Golden Hearts Foundation in association with Kirkgard Media, our radio partners, PonyingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy in Memoriam. We thank our producer, C.W. Wright of EmergencyManagementSolutions.org. We thank L.A. Lifestyle. We thank Sir Jason Winters T. Thank you to the team at Voice America and to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People. Join us this Saturday on KTBL. You can go to that website. We'll be broadcasting at 6 a.m. California time at Republic Cafe. And thank you so much for listening. And remember, swifter, higher, stronger, and go to theunitedstatesofamerica.org and have some major fun because your life is about to change forever in the right direction. We love you.
Extraordinary plans.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time on VoiceAmerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.